A2A Spotlight, illuminating the power of turning adversity into advocacy. For the nonprofit A2A Alliance, I'm Jeff Bell. Our guest today is Stephen Pugh Bello, a survivor of HIV, bipolar disorder, and substance abuse, and a tireless advocate working to raise awareness of all three challenges. Stephen, I want you to take us back to 1996. This was a very difficult time in your life.
I had just gotten a diagnosis. I was walking on the in Boston back from my doctor's office and sort of went into shock and didn't know what I was going to do.
And your diagnosis was?
HIV and bipolar, both at the same time.
And if I'm remembering correctly from a chat we've had previously, you had lost your mother very recently as well.
I did. It was the September before. And, you know, that in itself, losing your mom is hard.
So you're dealing with loss. You're dealing with a new diagnosis, a scary diagnosis, I imagine.
Very much so. It wasn't. There was not much out there. I had just come in the second class of medications in 1996, which was very good. But as far as the bipolar component, I was invisible within the community.
So tell us what the lows looked like for you in 1996, in the aftermath of the diagnosis, the loss of your mother. What did that look like, that dark time for you?
I wasn't working. I lost my job from not being able to go in and function as someone working. And from that, I got onto disability. And from there, it was just one step at a time until I was finally able to get back to work in the year 2000.
What did the darkness feel like for you when you were stuck in that?
Just really alone, and that no one was around to help me. And as a gay man, no one who was positive, no one who was bipolar. I didn't know anybody like that.
Somewhere along the way, you added a third challenge to the mix. Talk about that.
The third challenge was substance abuse, and that drug was crystal meth, which was prevalent in the gay community, still is. And I was pretty much absent my dad was alive for a good period of about 5 years. I lost my dad in 2010, and after that I was on my own, no parents, no siblings, and just isolated again. And so I would use when I just couldn't deal with the isolation.
So you're dealing with bipolar disorder, a diagnosis of HIV, loss of your mother, and a mm-hmm. substance addiction. That's a lot to have on anybody's plate.
Yeah.
And yet the remarkable thing about you is somehow, some way, you chose to do something constructive with all of that. Why?
Started out of fundraising. I took to cycling. I've always been avid cyclist and came to San Francisco. Here we are, and started cycling in the AIDS life cycle and stuck on a jersey with a logo, bipolar bear. And it was, you know, it's 6'1", 270-something pounds. I made quite the team.
I can imagine. Yeah. And what was it about that experience? If I'm hearing you right, that was sort of that turning point when you tasted advocacy.
It was. It was definitely. I rode up, and here's this cycling jersey with my logo on it, and it's come to a stop, like an intersection, and people look at you and like, you know, www.bipolarbear.us, and what do you, you know, and they get it. Right away, it clicks.
Yeah.
And it was definitely, you know, that one-on-one engaging, and yeah, it's good.
Did it, you know, with A2A, we often like to talk about this notion that we help ourselves by helping others.
Correct.
To what degree were you finding that to be the case when you were doing your advocacy?
Every time I got feedback from someone that could relate, that was better than the medicine I took. You know, thank you very much. It was interesting to hear your story. Well, your story resonates with what I hear. And you know, so from when I heard that, it was like all of a sudden I wasn't alone anymore, and I knew that was important. It had always been an underlying importance.
You've talked a few times about the loneliness. Adversity can do that. It can be very alienating at times.
Mm-hmm.
The advocacy allowed you to make some connections and to see the value of your contributions.
It did. And without even knowing, I call it typical bipolar where you fall into stuff. And so I got picked up by SAMHSA, Substance Abuse Mental Health Service Administration, as a fellowship recipient, which opened doors amazingly. That's how I met you guys.
Yeah.
And just another reaffirmation about what I was doing was really important.
I want to ask you about the interplay between your challenges. Sometimes we hear about people who are HIV positive or, for that matter, bipolar, self-medicating. Mm-hmm. And you were dealing with both of those challenges, HIV and bipolar disorder. Do you see a connect? I mean, is that how you wound up abusing?
Absolutely. I can get into the statistics of it, but the ironic part. So you're self-medicating, you're up and coming, you're experimenting, you're in sexuality. I was using drugs, recreational drugs. I was making the wrong choices, poor choices, and I contracted HIV.
You share your story very openly. And that's a real gift that you have, to be able to be this open about challenges, especially ongoing challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be easy. What gets you through that? What's the motivator for you to share your story, even when it requires you to be uncomfortably candid about challenges that you have?
Again, I have to focus that I am helping other people with being candid, because it is every day. You never know where it's going to hit you. And, there's sometimes I want to throw it. I want to just give it up. And I don't. I come back to, how could you abandon this? You've been doing this for 11 years. And, you've been doing some brilliant stuff. People recognize that. Other people recognize that. So just keep going. I'm 56 years old. I'm single. I'm a gay man. I deal with lots of stigmas, and I don't know if that's why I'm alone, but when I disclose to people I'm positive, I also disclose to people that, guess what, this is my life's work.
What's so amazing about what you just said was the reference to purpose, which really we believe is half of the equation of what we call adversity-driven advocacy, which is purpose and service, opposite sides of what we sometimes call an empowerment coin. Those are powerful motivators, and you've been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You've chosen to do something constructive with it, and if I'm hearing you right, you derive a sense of purpose from the work that you do.
I do. I just feel really strong about doing this job because I find no one else is doing it. Putting those three things together, there are statistics out there at everything I just said. But to actually be someone saying it, mm-hmm. not some statistic, not some study.
Mm-hmm.
I just want people out there that live with these three things to know they're not alone.
I want to ask you about the universal themes of dealing with adversity. Again, you are in a unique position that you've been doing advocacy on three distinct fronts.
Correct.
But I want to talk about those universal themes. So speak, if you would, to somebody who's dealing with an adversity outside of the three that you yourself have been dealing with. What advice do you have for them in a general sense?
Outside of those three?
Life with adversity, getting through dark times. What do you say to somebody?
I'd say, sit down, get grounded, make some notes, see where you want to go from there, and work at it. That I'm a perfect example of someone who worked at it, and look at me today, and you could be just like me.
And expound on that just a little bit in terms of just like you. I assume you're referencing your decision and subsequent ability to turn adversity into advocacy.
Yeah, again, I become an activist is where I'm going with it. So become like me, take your adversity, and it does take that extra effort to put it into advocacy, and it does take that advocacy, the sort of domino effect, to keep yourself getting up out of bed every day and really, I'm going to do this. And when you do, and you get affirmative answers and you get affirmative responses, the advocacy kicks in, and the domino effect that every time you do it and every time you feel good about it is where you just keep going, and then you find that you're in that process, you feel good about yourself, and guess what? You're not as bad. When you first got your diagnosis, you're actually better for it.
You've been listening to 808 Spotlights, illuminating the power of turning adversity into advocacy. To hear additional conversations, please visit our website at a2astories.org. For the nonprofit A2A Alliance, I'm Jeff Bell, reminding you that we help ourselves by helping others.